Salome. The mission of Maitreya pays its salutations to the divinity within you. In cultures all over the world, there is a legend or expectation of a teaching or teacher who will come in the time of tribulation and great strife on earth to unify humanity and bring peace, tranquility, and salvation. The great religions of the world also have prophesied such a revelation and revealer will come and explain the mystery of the universe, God, unify all the religions of the world, present a godly system to bring the base of God's kingdom on earth, and end the old era so the new order of the ages, the golden age, can be realized and implemented. This expectation is now fulfilled. The mission of Maitreya represents this true prophet who is called Maitreya. He has revealed a unique message sent through him by God. All through history, many have claimed that all religions and spiritual understandings come from the same source, one God. But there has never been a strong proof of this for the majority. Maitreya and his teaching of the seven seals, however, are different in unifying all religions. He does not teach that all religions are the same and are conveying the same message. Maitreya teaches that each major religion of the world has a specific and unique message. All of these messages have come from one God. When these messages are understood and are combined, it is then that a greater truth can be realized and the plan of God for humanity is revealed. This greater truth is called the Eternal Divine Path. The Eternal Divine Path is the message and the miracle of the mission of Maitreya and Maitreya. These teachings are presented in a sign, yantra or mandala, called The Greatest Sign. We hope you will visit our website to see The Greatest Sign and read his message in depth. His message is revealed in a new scripture, the new holy book called The Holiest of the Holies, THOTH, The Last Testament, which is also available free in our website at www.maitreya.org. Click on the Literature tab menu in the English website. Now you will hear the evidence to back up these claims, and you will also hear an explanation given by Maitreya himself on the message of the seven seals, the greatest sign, and the eternal divine path. In explaining the seven truths that are revealed in the greatest sign, the book Revelation of the Revelation in Thoth is most helpful. This book unseals the meaning of the last book of the Bible, the Revelation. In the Revelation, the seven churches, seven seals, seven angels, etc., are revealed symbolically, and they will stay a mystery until now. In addition to other meanings, these are shown to symbolize the seven major religions of the world and cover all the truths needed to reach the highest spiritual progress. They are the seven steps in the eternal divine path and the greatest sign. These mysteries, which are revealed by Maitreya, however, would be sealed and not revealed until the time of the seventh angel. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery of God should be finished. Revelation 10, verse 7. We are also forewarned that only the Lion of the tribe of Judah can open the book sealed with the seven seals. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Revelation 5, verse 5. Only the seventh angel can open the seven seals and reveal the book sealed with the seven seals. Maitreya's genealogy connects him to both King David and Prophet Muhammad. This fulfills both the expectations of those who follow the Bible and those who follow the Quran. Furthermore, Maitreya has fulfilled all the prophecies of his coming. You can read the explanation of how he has fulfilled all these prophecies in our website in the prophecy section. His genetic testing also connects him to many races and nations, including the Hebrew race. With all this evidence and many others all through the teaching, no doubt is left that this claim is backed by God and the words of God. He promised the coming of this revelation and truth at the end time, and it is here. Therefore, the mission of Maitreya represents Maitreya as the seventh angel, and his teaching as God's last revelation, the seven seals. We believe the elects, which should be around 144,000, have been chosen and are prepared for God's work. This is the call to the elects. God has given a way to know the Messiah. He fulfills the prophecies and the words of God. All prophecies indeed are fulfilled. God has also given the way to know the elects. Ye shall know them by their fruit or actions, from Matthew 7, verse 16. Maitreya was prophesied to come, which raises the question, are you an elect? Test the spirit of these revelations in truth, and if you found our claim to be correct, then answer this question as honestly as you can. Are you one of the elects? If you are, you surely will join us 100%. Let us now listen to a discourse given by the Maitreya himself, in which he gives a brief explanation of the last part of God's plan for all of humanity, the seven seals.